solution to our problems today. The only solution is to follow Islam in its totality, not just part of it. People might feel, no, you're being hard on us. Not being hard. It's a reality. We've seen homes breaking. The best friend having an affair with his best friend's wife or husband or so on. I know of a case whereby, and I hope it hasn't repeated itself here, someone might say you were told. But a case whereby a sister ran away with the husband of her own sister. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. And in order for them to have done a nikah, he obviously had to have divorced that girl because they were sisters. May Allah grant us real and true understanding. So remember, our children, it's our duty. When we put the milk in the glass, milk will come out. We put water in the glass, water will come out. Whatever you teach the child, Allah, you teach the child Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, you teach the child respect of the ulama. If you respect the ulama, your children will automatically respect the ulama. You never ever seen speaking to even one alim. What do you want your children to do? Let them watch you, call them with you, let them stand. Rasulullah sallallahu, in fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ. Were you present when Ya'qub alayhi salatu was salam, when death came to him? We were not there, nor was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there. So Allah tells us what happened. He gathered his sons and he said, what are you going to worship after me? And he gave them nasiha. When they answered correctly, he was happy. We are going to worship one Allah, the Allah that you have taught us all your life. And we will not do this and we will not do that. Some of the Israeli riwayats go very deep as to what he said. But what do we learn from that? It's our duty to teach our parents. How many of us as older parents have ever called our teenage children or even the slightly older children, gather them together and follow the sunnah of Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam in that and say, look, I might die tomorrow. What are you people going to do? Are you going to fight with each other about the little wealth that I leave? That's what's happening today. Soon as the father dies, the children are in pieces. May Allah grant us understanding. And may Allah bring us together. And when I said that glass has milk in it, but one drop of alcohol falls in it, it's all kharab, it's bad. Or one drop of urine falls in it, it's all kharab. Why did I give that example? Because to understand that sometimes you filled milk, but you didn't watch your kids where they went. So outside, remember, the impact of the friend of the child is far greater than the impact of the parent of the child generally today. At home, you can have a woman who's in full parda, but do you know where she goes? Or you can have a youngster, mashallah, who's hafidhul Quran. Sometimes you find, may Allah save all the huffaz and all those who are even not huffaz, all the youngsters of our ummah and the boys and the girls. May Allah protect us from drugs and alcohol. And those whom Allah has tested in this, may Allah help them to come out. We need you. We need you. Leave those drugs and come back. We need you. When she goes out, sometimes, and I've seen this myself with my eyes, when I was in London, we were moving and I saw a pub. It was a very big pub and a lady in full parda was walking in. Full parda. And I looked at this Maulana, I said, Maulana, ye kya ho raha hai? What's happening here? What's going on? He says, listen, that's what they're doing. These are girls who dress in miniskirts and so on, so that no one recognizes who they are. They cover their face and they walk in. No one knows. No one will ever know who she is. Not even me, not even you. No, not even her parents, even if they come to see here, because she's covered. How cheap people are making the Islamic rulings. And what are we using it for? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. It's our duty as parents to follow up a little bit. Don't become such policemen that your children run away from home. Now you know we are living in an environment that is very different from before. The rulings of Islam still apply. But sometimes you need to think, how do you want to effect those rules in your house? If you are very, very harsh, you will create a cat and mouse relationship in the house. They will be so scared of you. That is not right. Create a love. Today, because I said a few moments ago, the friends of the child have a greater impact than the parents in today's environment. For that reason, oh parents, become the friends of your children also. Your son must be your son and your best friend. And if someone says, who's your best friend? He says, you know, my father. It's my father's my best friend. If we have that, nurun ala nur, inshallah. Because then we solve the problem. But he goes to school, you send him